But in the meantime, netball, and it's one of the fastest growing participation female sports in the UK. Across the northeast, there are 279 registered clubs, with 243 players under 11 and 465 under 14s affiliated to England netball. Grangetown, one of our top clubs itself, has over 150 members. Grangetown's Geraldine Williams is planning to launch new netball hubs across the region from next month. She joins me now along with Rhea Small, Grangetown and Team Northumbria player. Evening to the pair of you.
Evening, Paul.
Nice to see you again, because you've been here before, haven't you?
Yeah, we have.
First of all, Geraldine, tell us a bit more about these hubs. What happens at them? Where did the idea come from?
The idea come from an outreach programme. We're trying to get more young people involved in sport, especially after the Commonwealth. I think it was really watched. People seeing a different level of netball. And we have found within the Middlesbrough area, travelling's a big barrier to learning. So we're trying to set up hubs in central venues where it's easier for the kids to get to be able to experience netball.
So obviously that allows more people to get involved. It's easier for them.
Yeah.
So it's travel is a hamper, isn't it?
It can be. Parents work. Some parents don't drive. So it can be difficult getting them to Grangetown all the time. So we thought if we set up these hubs, it would be easier for the kid to attend.
And I mean, there is an appetite for it then?
There is. And there's a lot more playing at school. And we have a really good primary section, junior section ourselves. It's just unfortunate that when you're travelling the country and you see the bigger clubs down south, we haven't got nearly enough to participate at their level.
Mm.
So we feel that the time is right for Middlesbrough to try and develop hubs to get more participation to feed them into club level.
So how many are you talking across the area?
Well, we've already successfully set up one with Redcar, the new leisure centre. Matt Miles there has been really cooperative, and we've secured that for Saturday morning. Also Stokesley, we work closely with a teacher called Jo Stewart at Stokesley. She's very supportive. Rainbow Centre. So we're hitting quite central areas, and now we're looking at the university or Matt Millen, and then Rhea runs the netball in the Essen Grange area.
Hmm. Rhea, to come to you, I mean, this is you've been involved in netball for a long time. When you were getting interested in it and wanted to pursue it, how easy was it to do that?
I suppose I went to primary school within the area, not far from Grangetown, so it was pretty easy for me to access, but still travel can be, you know, my mum worked full time, so it was relying on people like Jell and the other coaches to help out with lifts and things like that. So I think, obviously, as, you know, time's developed and we've gone on, I think it's getting a bit better transport-wise, but like Jell said, it's still a massive hindrance to us.
I mean, presumably you think this is a great idea and you want as many people to get involved as possible.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's fantastic. And like Jell said, the central, so it's easy for people to access. And a Saturday morning, I think, is ideal for families to go down and to watch the kids as well, because people are, you know, sometimes off work on a weekend and they can go down and support and see what it's all about, really.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the Commonwealth Games earlier on. How good was it to see people watching netball and the minority sports and enjoying them?
Yeah, the Commonwealth game was fantastic. We went down to watch a game, and we went down to watch a Trinidad and Tobago game, and we watched Kiel Connolly, who played for us last season for Grangetown, who'd come over from Trinidad and Tobago. We watched her playing for Trinidad, so it was a fantastic experience to see her again, and for the youngsters from our club to watch her on TV as well and watch her playing at that level. And I think definitely, like Jell said, the Commonwealth Games has had a positive, you know, effect on netball, and I think it you know, hopefully will grow and grow.
What kind of a standard is there amongst the young players on Teesside then? Because you work with them.
Yeah. In terms of grassroots level, it's terms of getting them, you know, getting the basics out of them, really, because some of them before they hit senior school haven't reached that level. That's why we've set up the district netball. We've brought that back in for Redcar Cleveland with Les Thompson from Lawrence Jackson. He's been really supportive with that. So I think that's a good way of getting them involved. But we have players in our section who are in regional academy, under 17 regional academy, county academy, satellite. We have a really good standard of juniors pushing for places in senior squads, which is fantastic to see.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a really healthy sport, doesn't it, in our area?
It is. It's very healthy and it's very well supported by the parents. I think the biggest disappointment for us is it's still so under-recognised. And although we have such a thriving junior section and playing all over the place, Durham, Macmillan, we put them in the Laura Leagues, it's still a very under-recognised sport where we need more people, radio stations, the Gazette, people who of influence, shouting about us and letting people know and what's on offer for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's your floor, so tell us about it. Tell us about Grangetown and everything.
Well, Grangetown Netball, last season, we finished 14th in the country. And that's that little small club from Middlesbrough where netball isn't the best. We go into all the local schools, voluntary, and offer free coaching to try and signpost young people into netball. Mm. I think we were one of the only clubs to secure two international players to come over, which we funded from Trinidad and Tobago, and play for us all season, and going to the schools. So to see one of them play for their country against England, and they're the way playing for Grangetown last season, is a massive accolade to us. However, it's still quite under-recognised.
All right, let's get a view from afar, because Tamsin Greenway is the player manager of Surrey Storm, and she joins us on the line now. Tamsin, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Thank you for talking to us on BBC T Sport. I don't know whether you've been able to hear. We're talking about these hubs across our area to try and get more people involved in netball. Presumably, that's okay. Something you'd really welcome.
Yeah, completely. I think one of the biggest things with netball being a non-professional sport, an amateur sport, is that you can't expect people to be travelling all over the place to get to training, to do sessions and to get to the best coaches. And I think hubs or any sort of expansion we can do on that to make it easier and get more girls interested and more opportunities to play is just a great idea.
And there's a lot going on besides, obviously, the initiative up here, isn't there, to try and get people involved?
Yeah, of course there is. You know, England Netball have been doing a great job from grassroots all the way through to the elite side, and they try new projects all the time in terms of getting adults back. The Back to Netball session has been absolutely fantastic in terms of getting ladies back, 16 to 60 plus women back in, but I think again getting them at grassroots, getting the children involved is one of the biggest things. And there's so much competition now for kids to be playing sport, you know, and it's fantastic for them to have that opportunity, but I think getting them in at an early age and getting them into just an all women's sport is a fantastic idea as well.
Now, you played for England, of course. What was that like? Presumably the culmination of a lot of years hard work.
Yeah, definitely. I was only telling this story the other day. I came home at 11 years old and told my mum that I wanted to play for England and had absolutely no idea what that was, because back then, 20 years ago, there was nothing on TV. I wouldn't have even told you who an England player was, but it sounded like a nice idea. And over the years, I've seen it change. I actually picked a university to go to. I went to Bath because at the time that was the best place in the country to play. And that's what I wanted to do. I was determined to get into the England side. I was from Leicester, who didn't have a great track history of producing players, so it was important to me that I went to somewhere like that. But over the years now, I've seen it grow in terms of the Super League, the Zio Netball Super League, getting better teams all across the regions doing it. But it still needs work, because you know you still need your local grassroots getting involved to give those players opportunities and still to show them that what's out there.
All right, Tamsin, just finally, thanks for joining us tonight. You mentioned you're from Leicester. You're a Leicester City fan, I understand. So you'll be happy about yesterday, won't you?
I was grinning from ear to ear. I was actually doing some coaching for England Netball up in Sheffield, and I came out and I'd put a prediction on Sport Lobster yesterday saying it was going to be a draw, and it came up on my screen just going, your prediction was wrong. And I was like, oh, we're going to have lost 5-3. I can't believe I've lost the game of the season. My dad filled me in from minute to minute, so I don't feel like I missed a thing.
Great stuff. Thanks for joining us. Much appreciated, Tamsin Greenway, Surrey Storm's player manager. So there's an example, isn't it, Geraldine, of somebody who worked hard and has reached the top of the game, really?
Absolutely, yeah. And to be involved in Surrey Storm is, you know, she's made it not only at international level, but as a coach as well. So I was placed at Grangetown if she fancied putting a netball kit back on. I'm sure we'd show her a thing or two, don't we?
Yeah, well, there's an open invitation then, isn't it? Just in conclusion, you've already started a few of the hubs, hoping to get a few more of them up and running as soon as possible, presumably.
Yeah, hopefully by October half term, when the kids break up, the rest will be launched. And we're hoping to get Super League players like Rhea and people down to be involved in it. We're hoping to get Middlesbrough Football Club on board with it, just so it appetises the young people and they can see what sport does for them. And it can be a life-changing experience.
Yeah, indeed. So how can people find out more if they want to?
They can contact the club on 01642 455 435 or myself directly on 077 199 3-7-1-7-1.
do those numbers again for us.
01642 455 435 or myself on 077 199 3771.
Brilliant. Geraldine Williams, thank you.
Thanks,
and
Paul.
Rhea Small, thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
And also thanks to Tamsin Greenway, who joined us a bit earlier on. Much appreciated and best of luck with it.
Thank you very much. You.